Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day.
Today we'll be learning Hilchot Shabbat, perek Chaf Zayin. In this perek and the following one, the Rambam discusses a prohibition of Shabbat which has nothing to do with Melacha. This is the Isser of leaving Tchum Shabbat, a certain distance from one's starting location, which is the farthest one is allowed to travel on Shabbat. How far is this, and what is the source of this Isser? The Rambam begins with a two-part answer to this question. Halacha Aleph, Hayotzei chutz l'tchum ha-medina b'shabbat, loke, shnemar al yetzei ish mimekomo b'yom ha-shvi'i, makom ze hu tchum ha-ir, velo natna Torah shi'ur l'tchum ze, aval chachamim hetiku shetchum ze hu chutz l'shneim asar mil, kinegen machane Yisrael, v'chein amar lehem Moshe Rabbeinu, lo teitzu chutz l'machane, ומדברי סופרים שלא יצא אדם חוץ לעיר, אלא עד 2,000 אמה. אבל חוץ ל-2,000 אסור, ש-2,000 הוא מגרש העיר. One who leaves the tchum of his city on Shabbat. Recall from elsewhere in the Mishnah Torah that the Rambam uses the term medina to refer to a city, gets the punishment of malkot, as this is an iser d'oraita, learnt from the pasuk in Parshat Beshalach, spoken by Moshe Rabbeinu, of al yetze ish mimekomo bayom hashvi'i. The Torah doesn't clarify what this makom is that one may not leave, but the oral tradition of Chazal is that Moshe was telling Bnei Israel not to leave their encampment in the Midbar. The length of this encampment was 12 mil, which is about 12 kilometers, or 7.5 miles. This is the d'oraita length of Tchum Shabbat. Midrabanan, however, one may not travel more than 2,000 amot, that is 1 mil, outside his city. The Torah in Parshat Maaseh speaks about 2,000 amot as the length of a migrash, an empty area surrounding a city, which is considered a part of the city. So the Isser D'Rabbanan of Tchum Shabbat forbids a person from leaving his city any further than the length of this migrash. We note that the Rambam's opinion here is one of three about the source of the Isser of Tchum Shabbat. In his Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam rules that even traveling more than 2,000 amot outside the city is asur midoraita. The Ramban, in his commentary there, disputes this and believes, as seems to be the majority opinion among Rishonim, that the entire concept of Tchum Shabbat is midrabanan. The pasuk of al yetze ish mimkomo, they point out, is explained by the Gemara to mean al yotzi, and refers to the malacha of hotza mirshut rishut. Meaning that there is no malkot even for one who travels more than 12 mil. So in summary, the three opinions are, 1. The Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvot, that even tchum of 2,000 amot is midoraita. 2. The Rambam in the Mishneh Torah, that 2,000 amot is midrabanan, but 12 mil is midoraita. And 3. The Ramban and Moshe Rishonim, that there is no concept of tchum on the doraita level at all. The Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan accept the last opinion, that Tchum Shabbat is purely rabbinic, which has important halachic ramifications in cases of suffik and the like. The Shulchan Aruch rules that Tchum Shabbat does not apply to bodies of water at all. Hence, if one is on a boat when Shabbat begins and it docks at a port during Shabbat, he has a tchum of 2,000 amot from the port. However, this is subject to an important detail, which we will explain when we get to Halacha Gimel. Halacha Bet. Nimtzeita lamed, shemutar la'adam b'shabbat lahalech et kol ha'ir kula, afilu haita kininvei, bein shaita mukefet choma, bein shalo haita mukefet choma, v'chein mutar lo lahalech chutz la'ir alpaim ama l'chol ruach, merubaot ketavla merubaat, kedei shiye niskar et hazaviot, v'im yatsa chutz la'alpaim, makin oto makat mardut, ad shneim asar mil. אבל אם יצא והרחיק מן העיר יתר על 12 מיל, אפילו אמה אחת, לוקה מן התורה. When one starts Shabbat in a city, he may walk the entire length and width of that city, no matter how big it is. The Rambam brings the city of Nineveh as an example of a very large city, as described in Sefer Yonah. The measurement of Tchum Shabbat begins at the edge of the city, meaning at the city wall, if it has a wall, or at the last houses in each direction. We imagine a rectangle drawn around the city, whose sides run north-south and east-west. The Tchum Shabbat for that city is then a larger rectangle, each of whose sides, also running north-south and east-west, is 2,000 amot removed from the corresponding side of the rectangle surrounding the city. A sketch of how this works is available as an image file posted with this recording. Halacha Dalet extends this principle to someone who begins Shabbat in a reshut hayachid, like a barn or a cave which is not located inside a city. His tchum is a rectangle whose sides are 10,000 amot removed from the walls of the reshut hayachid where he starts Shabbat. Note the significance of the fact that the tchum is a rectangle rather than a circle. Someone traveling along a diagonal from the corner of the city to a corner of the outer rectangle may go further than 2,000 amot, as can be seen in the sketch. The distance he may travel in any diagonal direction is 2,000 times the square root of 2, that is, more than 2,800 amot. One who travels outside this rectangle gets the punishment of Makat Mardut for violating the Isser Drabanan of Tchum Shabbat. And if he travels more than 12 mil outside the city, then he gets the Doraita punishment of Malkot. We note in passing that because Tchum Shabbat begins only outside one city, and within the city he may walk with no constraints at all, the dinim of Tchum Shabbat have limited application nowadays. Most people spend Shabbat in a city, and traveling outside the city is typically both undesirable and impractical to do on foot. Questions of Tchum Shabbat generally come up when someone spends Shabbat in a bungalow colony, or on a camping trip in the wild, or in Israel when one wishes to walk from one yeshuv to another through unsettled areas. Note also that the definition of city for Tchum purposes has nothing to do with legal municipal boundaries, but rather is based on contiguous settlement. Two cities with a continuous string of homes over their boundary count as one. And conversely, even one city can be split in two for Tchum purposes if there is a large open area between homes in the middle of it. We'll see exactly how large in the next parak. Halacha Gimel. Ha-mahalech chutz la-tchum le-mala me-asara tfachim, kigon she-kafatz al-gabei amudim she-gvohim asara ve-ein mechol echad mehen arba'a al-arba'a, harei ze safek im yesh tchumin le-mala me-asara o ein tchumin le-mala me-asara. Aval im halach al makom sheyesh bo arba'a al arba'a, harei ze kimahalech al ha'aretz, v'yesh isur tchumin sham. There is a safek whether the din of Tchum Shabbat applies above 10 tfachim from the ground, when the surface on which one walks is less than 4x4 tfachim in area, like if he steps from one narrow pillar to another, each more than 10 tfachim high. But an area of at least 4x4 tfachim is included in the Isser of Tchum Shabbat, no matter how high above the ground it is located. We mentioned earlier the psak of the Shulchan Aruch that bodies of water are not included in Tchum Shabbat, but this is only relevant for one who travels in water more than 10 tfachim above the ground, as otherwise, even without the water, the ground creates Tchum Shabbat up to 10 tfachim above it. Therefore, when such a person arrives at a port, his Tchum Shabbat extends 2,000 amot from the point in his journey at which the water level fell to 10 tfachim above the ground or lower. Halacha hei, ha-mahalech alpayim ama sheyesh lo lehalech, v'shalma midato betoch dir o sahar, o me'ara, o betoch ha-medina, eino mahalech ela ad sof midato. Ve'ein omrin ho'il v'chalta midato betoch reshut hayachid, mahalech et kula. B'me devarim amorin, b'shakalta midato b'miktzat ha'ir o b'miktzat ha-me'ara. אבל אם הייתה אותה רשות היחיד מובלעת בתוך 2,000 אמה שלו, תחשב לו כל אותה הרשות כארבע אמות ומשלימין לו את השאר. If the 2,000 אמות outside a city, as described in Halacha Bet, end in the middle of a city, or even in the middle of a reshut hayachid, like a barn or a cave, one may not go past the end of the 2,000 amot, even within the confines of that city or that reshut hayachid. However, if there is a city or reshut hayachid subsumed entirely within the Tchum Shabbat in some direction, then even if it is very long, it only counts as 4 amot in that direction, and the Tchum continues from the far end of it. This is illustrated in an image file available with this recording. The bottom picture shows the first case, where the 2,000 amot to the west of the city end in the middle of some other city, and so the tchum ends there, and one may walk no further west even within that city. The top picture shows the last case, where a city begins 1,000 amot west of the center of the tchum, and extends westward less than 1,000 amot. Hence, the city is entirely subsumed within the tchum, and so it counts as only 4 amot in the western direction. The tchum therefore continues an additional 996 amot to the west. Halacha Chet adds that even when one's tum ends in the middle of a reshut hayachid, like in the first case, and he cannot walk the entire length of the reshut hayachid, he may nonetheless throw objects into the area which is off limits to him. Tum Shabbat is a limitation only on travel and not on tiltum. Halacha Tet, mi shahaya ba baderech likanes la medina, bein shahaya ba bayam, bein shahaya ba becharava, im nichnas betoch alpaim amak karov la'ir, kodem shikanes ha-shabbat, af al pi shelo higia la medina ela b'shabbat, hare ze ikanes, vihalech et kula v'chutzala alpaim amak l'chol ruach. In general, the Rambam writes later in Halacha Yod Aleph, someone who is traveling before Shabbat, and at the moment Shabbat begins, finds himself more than 2,000 amot from any city, may only walk up to 2,000 amot from the spot where he was at that moment. That is, the entire square, extending 2,000 amot in each direction, with extra distance along the diagonals, as we explained in Halacha Bet. But if at that moment, when Shabbat begins, he is located within 2,000 amot of a city, then he is considered equivalent to any resident of the city for Tchum Shabbat purposes. The halachic term for this is that he was Kone Shvita inside the city. That is, he may enter the city on Shabbat and travel in the entire rectangular Tchum around the city as described in Halacha Bet. Note that this means that even if he was, say, 1,500 amot to the east of the city when Shabbat begins, he may walk up to 2,000 amot to the west of the city during Shabbat. Halacha Yud applies the same din to someone who fell asleep on Friday afternoon as he was traveling toward a city, and upon awakening after the start of Shabbat, found that he was within 2,000 amot of the city. Even though he did not have in mind when Shabbat began to be Kone Shvita in the city because he was asleep, this happens automatically because his intent before he fell asleep was to do so, and he entered the Tchum of the city before Shabbat. The Ravid believes that even if the traveler did not know that he was within the Tchum of a city, he is Kone Shvita there just like any resident of the city. The Shulchan Aruch accepts this opinion, but adds that if the traveler knew about the city but did not intend to go there, then he is not Kone Shvita in the city, but rather in the spot where he was when Shabbat began. His tchum, therefore, like we said before, is the square extending 2,000 amot from that point in each direction. Halacha Yud Aleph. Mi shiyatza chutz la tchum afilu ama achat, lo ikanes, sheha'arba amot shiyesh lo la'adam, tchilatan mimakom shehu omed bo. Lefichach, kevan shiyatza chutz mitchumo ama o yater, yeshev bimkomo, ve'en lo la'alech ela betoch arba amot me'amidat raglav ve'lachutz. If someone leaves his tchum, even walking only one amma out of it, then he may not go back into the tchum. He may walk up to four amot in this case, but only in the direction away from his tchum. If he violates this and returns to his tchum, the next halacha adds, then he still may only walk four amot from this spot. The Shulchan Aruch disputes this and allows him to walk in the entire city, but not outside of it. Also in the next halacha, the Rambam writes that this entire din of one who leaves his tchum applies even to someone who does so accidentally, b'shogeg. The Shulchan Aruch accepts this, but other poskim, including the Magen Avram, limit this din to one who leaves his tchum knowingly, b'mezid. According to these poskim, one who accidentally leaves his tchum by four amot or less may go back inside the tchum because his four amot in that direction overlap with the tchum. Halacha Yud Bet. Mi shiyatza chutz latchum shelo ladat, kegon shotziyuhu goyim, o ruach ra'a, o sheshagag v'yatza, ein lo ela arba amot. Chazar ledat, ein lo ela arba amot. Hechziruhu, ki ilu lo yatza. Vim netanuhu birshut yachid, kegon shenetanuhu goyim bedir v'sahar u'me'ara, o bi'ir acheret, yesh lo lehalechet kula. V'chein im yatza le'echad me'elu bishkaga, v'nizkar v'hu betochan, mahalech et kula. If one is removed from his tchum against his will, like by unfriendly non-Jews or due to walking unconsciously, and then he is returned to the tchum in the same manner, then it is as if he never left, and he continues to have his original tchum. Halacha Yud Gimel adds that the same is true if he left his tchum on his own accidentally and is then returned there against his will. But if he left b'mezid, then even if he is returned against his will, he continues to have only four amot. And here again, the Shulchan Aruch is more lenient and allows him to walk in the entire city. if he is removed from his tum against his will and is placed inside a reshut hayachid or inside another city, or if he left his tum on his own accidentally and realizes his error when he is in a reshut hayachid or another city, then he may walk the entire length of that reshut hayachid or city during the remainder of Shabbat. The same is true, Halach Yodalit adds, if mechitzot were subsequently built around him in his new location to a length of less than 2,000 amot. He may walk the entire length of the mechitzot, and if this takes him back into his original tchum, then he goes back to having his original tchum. But if he leaves his tchum knowingly, bemezid, and goes to a reshut hayachid, he may only walk 4 amot even within that reshut hayachid. The Shulchan Aruch rules that one who leaves his tchum accidentally may be helped by people who can join hands to form a large mechitza around him, which extends into his original tchum, thereby allowing him to return to that original tchum. We continue at the end of Halacha Yud Gimel, where the Rambam addresses the case of one who leaves his tchum on a boat during Shabbat. Hamefarish bayam hagadol, af al pi shu chutz latchum sheshavat bo, malech et kol hasfina umetaltel bechula. One who sails on a boat on Shabbat outside his tchum may walk and carry within the entire boat, as it is considered the equivalent of 4 amot, because it is surrounded by mechitzot. As we saw in Halacha Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch rules that bodies of water at least 10 tefachim deep are exempt from tchum Shabbat, and so if the water has this depth, then one may walk, but not carry, within the entire boat, even if it lacks mechitzot and is not a reshut hayachid. Halacha Tetvav. Kol mi she'ein lo lazuz mimkomo ele betoch arba amot, im yitzrach lin kavav, harei ze yotze, marchik v'nifne, v'chozer limkomo. V'im nichnas l'miksat tchum ch'yatza menu, be'et ch'yitrachek lipanot, ho'il v'nichnas yikanes, uch'ilu lo yatza, v'hu sh'lo yitze batchila ladat, aval im yatza ladat, af api sh'nichnas, ein lo ela arba amot. Recall that one who leaves his tchum even accidentally, according to the Rambam, may only walk within his 4 amot for the remainder of Shabbat. But if he needs to relieve himself, then based on the principle that kavod habriot, human dignity, overrides an iser drabanan, we saw this principle at the end of the last parak too, he may leave his 4 amot in order to do so, and then return. If this departure from his 4 amot brings him back into his original tchum, then he goes back to having his original tchum as if he never left. This last leniency applies only if he left his tchum accidentally to begin with. But if he left bemezid, then even in this scenario, he still has only 4 amot for the remainder of Shabbat. Halacha Tet Zayim. Kol mi sheyatza birshut beit din, kegon ha'idim sheba'u lehaid al ri'iyat halavana, v'chayotze behen mimi shemutar lo latzeit lidvar mitzvah, yesh lo alpayim amah l'chol ruach b'oto makom shehigia lo. V'im higia l'amdina, harei hu kanshei ha'ir. There are situations in which one is permitted to leave his tchum in order to fulfill an urgent mitzvah. The most prominent example being witnesses who see the new moon and need to testify in front of Beit Din for the purpose of Kiddush HaChodesh. Once such a person reaches his destination, his tchum extends 2,000 amot from that location. And if this is inside a city, then he has the tchum of that city, as described back in Halacha Bet. In the next halacha, the Rambam gives the additional example of one who leaves his tchum on a life-saving mission. In this case, if this person is afraid to stay at his destination because of the presence of threatening non-Jews, then he may return to his original tchum with any weapons that he brought. Halacha Yud Zayin. Haya yotzei birshut, v'amru lo v'hu olech baderech, kvar naseit ha-mitzvah sh'yatzata lasota, yesh lo mimkomo alpay mama l'chol ruach. V'im haya miktsa tchum sh'yatza menu birshut, muvla b'toch alpayim sh'yesh lo mimkomo, harei ze chozer limkomo u'chi'ilu lo yatza. One who leaves his tchum for a mitzvah purpose of the type described in the last halacha, and on the way he is told that the mitzvah has already been done and he need not proceed, for example, other Edim have already come to Beit Din and testified about the new moon, then he has 2,000 amot in each direction from the point where he was stopped. If this area overlaps with his original tchum, then he may return there, and he goes back to having his original tchum as if he never left.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.